morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on Main Street for this Friday, the 22nd of March. I'm your host, Stephanie Miller. Happy spring to all of you. I was getting ready actually to say, don't let the sweater fool you because we are definitely having nicer days outside. It will be warming up. And with that, more events will be happening outdoors. We are highlighting one of those this morning. It is the upcoming Goings to Rise Drive Out Disaster Golf Scramble, benefiting the American Red Cross Tennessee River chapter. When it comes to a disaster, the American Red Cross is there. Now, as for the Tennessee River chapter, when disaster hits the following counties, and I will share these counties with you: Dixon, Giles, Hickman, Houston, Humphreys, Lawrence, Lewis, Murray, Perry, Stewart, Wayne, and Montgomery counties. Well, the American Red Cross Tennessee River chapter is there for you. All of the money coming in for this golf scramble that is happening on June 11th will go back to those community when a disaster hits. Well, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to hear from the philanthropy chair of the American Red Cross Tennessee River chapter. She is going to share with us how you can register to play, if you'd like to be a sponsor, who you need to reach out to, and then we'll give you just a glimpse at the grounds where you'll be playing. That is the Clarksville Country Club. Can't wait to share that with you coming up. After that, we will learn more about this. It is the Scholarship Program 2024 Sullivan Family Scholarship. We are heading to Murfreesboro to talk with the Director of Schools for the Rutherford County School System. He shares with us what this scholarship means to not only him, but his family, where it originated, and why it just really hits close to home, and who can apply for the scholarship and when the deadline is to have that application in. Following that, we are in Nashville, and I'm introducing you to the owner and artist behind Seven Fine Arts, again, located in Nashville. She offers a number of classes, but we will learn how she got her start and the hundreds of individuals that she has helped. And I'm talking, she has helped little ones start creating beautiful classic oil paintings, as well as those older in years who are just looking for another outlet and something to do. She'll also offer up a demonstration this morning with some great tips. I will introduce you to her, and that will be later on in the show. And then our Tennessee traveler, yes, I'm talking Tom Atkinson. He takes us to the Log Cabin Restaurant, lets us know where that's at and why we need to make a visit. Just talks to us about how good the food is there. Can't wait to hear more from him. And then we get to learn how to take advantage of interest earning accounts as part of our saving strategy. We always want to save a little bit. Well, we're helping you with that this morning. And at the end of the show, we are highlighting the 9th annual Clarksville Heroes Veterans Breakfast. And then you get to hear from the keynote speaker from that morning. He is not only a Purple Heart recipient, an actor, an advocate, an author, it is retired Army Colonel Gregory Gadsden. You'll hear from him this morning as well. But first, let's get a check of the weather to see what is in store for us this weekend.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weekend weather.
Happy Friday to you. I'm Kelly Rawson here in the Tennessee Valley Weather Center with a check at your forecast. Unfortunately, we do have rain in the forecast for this afternoon, but the morning is looking dry with a mostly cloudy sky. We're starting off in the 50s for this morning across southern middle Tennessee, and by lunchtime, rain still holding off and still to our south heading into the afternoon. I do think we make it at least into the lower 60s, but if we do have some breaks in the clouds, we could make it into the mid to maybe even upper 60s, but overall, cloud cover will be combating those warmer temperatures. Heading into your evening on Friday, that's when we're going to start to see those rain showers really come into southern middle Tennessee and then exit just as quickly as they came for Saturday morning, as as temperatures will be a little bit cooler for your Saturday thanks to winds out of the north and a little bit of cloud cover, which is going to be stubborn for much of the day, which we may see some sunshine by the afternoon, but we'll certainly see some sunshine by Sunday. But until then, again, a little bit of a gloomy day for today. Be sure to have the rain gear, especially if you're heading out this afternoon with temperatures in the 60s, lower 60s to upper 50s for your Saturday. And it may be a little bit breezy at times with that northerly wind making it feel a little bit cooler than it actually is going to be. Heading into Sunday, we are warmer and sunnier with temperatures in the upper 60s, and upper 60s will continue Monday ahead of our next rain chance. Showers and storms possible, in fact, are likely overnight Monday into Tuesday with some gusty winds and heavy rainfall possible with that system.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. I am thrilled this morning to highlight an upcoming golf scramble that will benefit the American Red Cross Tennessee River Chapter. The Red Cross helping so many in times of need. To share with us, we have the Alexis Goins. She is leading up this golf scramble. Thank you so much, first off, for your time and for all the information you're getting ready to give.
Yes, so we are so excited. The American Red Cross does so much for our community. Mm-hmm. And when the tornadoes hit in December, the American Red Cross opened 313 cases, serving 943 individuals. This included disaster services, financial assistance, and so one thing that we want to do is with the storms that are coming, storm season, hopefully we don't see any more, but, you know, we just never know. So we want to make sure that we give back to the community, and that's so huge here with the American Red Cross's support, and we want to make sure that the disaster fund is fully capable to do that in the event that something happens again. So this drive out disaster golf scramble is going to support that fund, and we're so grateful. We have an amazing title sponsor, Dry Medic. Mandy Harris was so just willing to give, and she was my first thought for this title sponsor. Amazing humanitarian in the community. And when she offered to do this, I knew that it was going to be an amazing event. So we're so excited. We're going to have tons of surprises in store. It's going to be not only great for the community, but just a fun event. And we're going to have so many businesses involved. And we still have sponsorship opportunities. So we'd love to encourage you to reach out. We do have a website set up. It's goinstorise.com/golf scramble, and we'll have everything set up. We've got a Facebook event page, and we'll hopefully can get everything out. Yes. So that you guys can easily find us.
Fantastic. You're seeing that website up now. Is this where people can register to have a team?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So teams, it's $100 per player, $400 per team. You can register there as well as for sponsorships as well.
And the day of the event is on a Tuesday in June.
Yep. Tuesday, June 11th. So we've got plenty of time to prepare. And again, we're just going to have a blast out here. Clarksville Country Club.
I was just going to say, that's one thing we haven't mentioned. It is going to be on the beautiful grounds here of the Clarksville Country Club. It is gorgeous. You're seeing a little bit of the grounds now as we talk. There's a sponsor out there who's seeing this, like, yes, I want to be a part of this. I'm not in Montgomery County, but I'm in one of the other counties that the Red Cross serves and works with. Can they reach out to you directly to be like, hey, you want to be a sponsor of some sort?
Yes, absolutely. So the Red Cross serves 13 counties, including Fort Campbell. Mm-hmm. And yes, we're more than happy to include all of those. So any businesses wanting to get involved, please reach out.
And I encourage you also to check out the American Red Cross website for our community. What is that website?
Yes, so that website would be AmericanRedCross.com, and I believe it's /Tennessee River. I know I personally have just Googled Tennessee River.
Same.
Cross. And that'll get you there.
That's wonderful. And I suggest you do that so you see what's being done in the counties that the Red Cross Tennessee River chapter serves. And also, again, head out to check out Drive Out Disaster Golf Scramble, be a sponsor, or just be one of the golfers here on hand. Get a team together. This will not be the last time we talk to Alexis to get an update. How excited are you?
Yes, I am so excited just to bring people together and make a difference in the community. It's going to be huge. Again, look out for this emblem here.
Yes.
Drive Out Disaster. We look forward to working with you and having a great time here on the green.
First, let me say thank you to Alexis for joining me and sharing all the information for the Drive Out Disaster Golf Scramble. Let me apologize to you for the audio in that, you know, some things just happened and that did. So my apologies for that, but I hope that you were able to hear that information and get to see visually the graphic that came up on the screen. In the coming weeks, we will hear from Alexis again as we get closer to the date of the golf scramble. We'll also hear from the executive director from the American Red Cross Tennessee River chapter on exactly how the dollars will be used when a disaster strikes. And then we will hear from the Dry Medic Restoration Services, which is our title sponsor for this event. We will hear from that business next week. Stick with us right here at Mornings on Main Street. We have more coming up after this.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
What separates us from other companies in Tennessee, that's going to be our mission to our customers, is to always improve the quality of life. That's from taking care of your pets to a friendly voice on the phone when you call, to a technician that comes out and he's competent, he's going to solve the problem for you. We're considered a full encompassing service, so we're going to take care of 50 plus different pests, and we'll always have your back.
Sherry's Hope is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. You can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
Take a look. It's said to be one of the largest St. Patrick's events in Tennessee. The annual Irish Day celebration held in Erin. 30,000 people turned out for the 62nd annual Irish Day celebration. Check out more pictures by going to the Houston County Herald. Find this paper and others at MainStreetMediaTN.com. Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. We are getting ready to highlight the Sullivan Family Scholarship, how it got started, and the story behind it. And it's happy right now, you know,
yes.
And but it came with a time that is, it's not easy for any parent. We are sitting down with Dr. Jimmy Sullivan. He is the Rutherford County Director of Schools. So first off, know you're busy, so thank you for
yes.
your time.
Thank you for highlighting this, because it's an important thing for our family.
It truly is. So your son was diagnosed 4 years ago with a very high risk of acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Correct. Yep.
How is he today?
Great. He is a middle school student at one of our schools in the district. Plays baseball, plays basketball, and just tries to be a normal kid as much as he can. He doesn't really want a whole lot of people to know, but pretty much everybody in the community knows. Some of his friends don't, but normal kid.
Well, when that diagnosis came about, you got a ton of support from the county. Can you talk to us about that time, and were you surprised with all the love that you did receive?
Yes, definitely. So I'll never forget, it was April 9th, 2020. He thought he had an ear infection. I took him to his pediatrician. I stayed home because that was right in the middle of COVID, really beginning of COVID. I stayed home while my wife took him to the just normal pediatrician. She got home, I was on my way to work, and then she called and said we had to go to Vanderbilt and be there within the next couple hours. And so being in the highlight of COVID, we were split up the entire time, so only one parent could be there for the next 20-something days he was in the hospital. And then his little brother, Asher, who is 10 now, they were separated, and it was the next 2.5 years of daily chemotherapy. And so during that time, I remember standing in the parking garage because I couldn't be in the room when they told us that he had cancer. So mm-hmm. I was in the parking garage. And I just remember thinking, do we make this private or do we want to share this story? And we're a pretty quiet family up until that point. Mm-hmm. But quickly I just realized there's no way we're going to be able to hide this. Mm-hmm. And what's the difference in having the being in the power of the community? And so we struggled at the very beginning. People just wanted to do meal trains and a couple of people mm-hmm. saying, you know, can we help you financially? And I'm blessed. I was assistant superintendent at that point. So the financial portion wasn't necessarily a huge need. But you're shocked at how quickly things add up. Mm-hmm. And we had another family who was going through something similar just say that, I know it's prideful for you to accept those things, but that is the way that people feel like they can help and support, is to just try to give as much as they can.
Well, now 4 years later, yeah. there is a scholarship that has been created, the Sullivan Family Scholarship. Yep. When did that start, and where are you at now with the scholarship, and have you helped any kids?
Yeah, great question. So we really started probably within the first 3 months. Once we got past the he's going to live mm-hmm. Aspect of it, of what can we do to give back? And honestly, we thought it was going to be quite a bit later on. Mm-hmm. Blessed to have this opportunity, and then we started talking about it probably last March or April, mm-hmm. and then I asked the school board last May if we could just designate some of the funds that, from a director of schools, it's weird because most contracts you get the same raise the teachers do, and so when you're advocating for teacher raises, you're not trying to advocate for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a very strange, weird scenario, and so we discussed just as a family, let's donate that back and open up a scholarship. And we were very specific on making it the Sullivan Family Scholarship and just not the Declan Sullivan Scholarship, because when you have a kid with a critical illness, it's a family-wide adventure.
I can imagine that it is. And with this scholarship, what is unique about it is that it is, applications are open now.
Yes.
I feel like I should have led
Absolutely,
with that.
Absolutely, yes.
That time is now, so get that application in. But those who can apply, it is either any local senior who is a survivor of a critical illness,
yes.
and then, or a sibling.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the applications that you've received.
Yeah, I actually am not looking at them until the very end on
okay.
purpose, because when the window closes at the end of April, I want to be able to have a fresh eye of what those are, mm-hmm. Because any stories that they're all going to be heartwarming. And really, it was important that, again, I mentioned that his brother went through a lot with that as well. And so being a sibling of somebody, and it doesn't just have to be cancer, any critical illness. And we really kind of took that from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the day that Make-A-Wish walked into his hospital room, and they walk in, and all I think of is kids who were terminally ill, and they're not going to get better. And I just remember thinking, you don't have to come in here. Please don't come in
right.
here. And so that was a lot of education just for us to say, no, just any critical illness to where a kid has the possibility of it being life-threatening. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to open it up to not just cancer, but any other type of thing.
That is wonderful. Will you just help one student or?
Great question. So we have a couple options. So right now we have three. So we have a larger one, I believe it's $3,500, and then two $1,000 scholarships. But if we get, depending on the applications we get in need, we can break those apart a little bit differently.
The scholarship application process is now open, will be open. The deadline is April 30th?
Correct, yep.
And how quickly will you turn around and make the announcement?
I hope within 2 to 3 weeks, before the end of May, absolutely.
And where do people need to send their application? Where do the students need
yeah,
to send
Yeah, they will go to our website, and they can see the Sullivan Family Scholarship there, and then it's got a QR code to be able to fill out, whether somebody wants to do an essay, a video, or anything they want to, just so we can kind of get that story.
Fantastic. And Dr. Sullivan, any final thoughts before you leave us today?
No, just we have been blessed by, we've been blessed by this community, and we're grateful to be able to have that opportunity to give back.
Well, Dr. Sullivan, thank you so very much. The Rutherford County Director of Schools and the family behind the Sullivan Family Scholarship. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Stick with us here at Mornings on Main Street. We have more coming up right after this.
Welcome to Protein Snack Shop, your destination for healthy and delicious low-carb snacks. Our specialty lies in providing protein-packed desserts that are perfect for those following a keto diet. Our products are made with high-quality ingredients, ensuring that you can satisfy your cravings without compromising your health goals. From a variety of flavors and options to choose from, you can enjoy guilt-free snacking while staying on track with your fitness journey. Don't miss out on our limited-time offer. Discover Protein Snack Shop today.
Thank you. Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel. Urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
These small lights.
We all have the chance to immerse ourselves in the timeless art of classical oil painting, and I tell you, the teacher behind this, 45 years of experience, started painting when she was just 12 years old. We have Sherry Alimondo with us. Thank you, Sherry, so much for your time and letting me sit down with you.
Oh, my pleasure. You want a clean paintbrush?
I would love to clean up.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. Okay, so we already got paint, too. There's already phthalo on here. I've got paint all over my hands already. I haven't even started yet. Okay, I'll take that for me.
I feel like I should have dressed differently today, but that is okay.
The next time.
Yes.
The next time you come.
Most definitely. Yeah. Seven Fine Arts, that is the name of your business, Sherry, yeah, and what you have. First off, tell us what painting means to you. What is this to you 45 years later?
This is my life. This has been, okay, so it's very easy to say this, but when I was a child, all I wanted my entire life was to be a mother and an artist, and in that order. To me, being a mother was the greatest kind of creation that there could possibly be. And from when I was a small child, it was always about, what am I going to do to be a good mother? So whenever things in my life happened, I was like, remember that book, remember that project, hold on to it, and use that for your kids. With painting, it was sort of the same thing. At four, I knew I was going to be an artist. I didn't know what an artist was. It was just sort of there. This has been my life's work, and I'm grateful, blessed.
I do have to say, what intrigued me was looking at your website, looking down toward the bottom, it says, I still want to be an artist when I grow up.
Yes. Okay. Are you a grown up?
No.
Okay.
And I hope I never,
right.
I hope I never am.
My feeling is that once this becomes work, mm-hmm, and it's like, oh, you're an artist, you know, then the fun, the passion, the magic, it kind of loses something, mm-hmm, you know?
And we will talk about the classes. We'll talk about what you're going to learn. But first off, you know, yeah, let's focus on this painting behind us, because again, yeah, at 12, this was your first painting.
This was my first painting. The school that I went to was called the Art School of Oil Painting. Mm-hmm. My teacher's name was Ted Fogel, and he was an amazing, amazing teacher. He had been painting forever. The teacher behind him was painting forever. So this technique goes back and back and back. And this is the technique that I teach. So this was painted in 1978. Okay.
Wow.
1978, this was painted, which seems like another, like a lifetime ago, right? Mm-hmm. All of the tricks and techniques that are used in here are things that I use now, still, mm-hmm, are things that I use in my classes. We've updated them a little bit with techniques and, you know, materials, mm-hmm, but it's the same stuff. And this is the way the old masters have been painting for a very long time.
How have you developed through the years? Because again, this is where you started. This was, yeah, that technique. Walk us through the decades.
Okay, there's been a lot of decades. So why don't we start with our decade now?
That sounds good.
I moved to Nashville in August because my daughter and son-in-law had a beautiful baby, and they moved here, and so I moved too. Before that, I was in Philly because they had moved, and I moved too. But anywhere that I go, I'm always doing art of some sort. Years ago, I was doing murals and portraits and faux finishes, and I was nominated for an award called the Art TV Award. That was a big deal, and that got me to paint live at all different museums and TV things, and it was so cool. And I was nominated, but I didn't win, so there's that.
That's okay, though.
But it was okay. I was nominated. You know, we're not always going to win.
Right, but just to be nominated
that
for your
really
work
cool.
in art, for your talent, and actually not even your gift.
I look at it this way. You know what my gift was? Meeting my teacher.
Okay.
If I didn't have a teacher that taught me to that level, I'd be doing something creative, but I don't think I would be doing this. Mm-hmm. I look at this as it's a passion that I had, and I was lucky to find the teacher to bring me to the next level.
And being here in, this is your studio, studio where you have your beautiful pieces. Through some of the pieces that we see here on the wall.
Well, we got to start at the angels.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So the angels are a portrait of my daughters. And really, one of the things that I love about this is the painting is beautiful. It's photorealistic, and they look like little angels, but they're also children, okay? And if you notice on the child on the right, her hands and the fingernails, there's dirt. So that child has been playing in the dirt, and she's all of a sudden, okay, mommy said cheese, okay? The painting underneath it is called Rhapsody, and what I love about that piece is it's the first piece to ever make it into a museum show.
Okay.
And so for me, never in my life would I believe that I could have accomplished that. And so when that happened, I was sending love notes to the little girl I was. Keep doing it. When you're going to get in a museum one day, which was great. The painting here is I'm getting ready in my apartment in Hoboken. And the outside brick represents the brownstone that I lived in. And I'm getting ready for the event.
I love the mirror image and how you have that.
The mirror image is covered with a little bit of resin. And what that does is it brings that color to light. Now, the funny story about this is she's looking at her earring, okay? But when she was first painted, she was looking at you. So if you walked by, you'd look at her and you'd feel like you're like peeping into her window. And I changed it because I felt like people are walking by like, eek, I'm sorry.
So with is this what your students can learn, those who are
in
the class?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that I say to people is if you could paint anything in the world, anything in the world, what would it be? And then we get you on that path. If you tell me you want to paint like Leonardo da Vinci, okay, your painting will feel like a Renaissance painting when you're done with it. Does it happen overnight? No. Is there a process? Yes. Do I guarantee it 100%? Oh yeah. I've taught like 700 or 800 people the technique, from kids age 7 to whatever, people that don't speak English. I teach my students technique, and they have their own experience with the art because they're selecting what they're doing. They're creating it. But for me, when I paint a portrait, in order for me to get the motion and the feeling, I need to go like deep into what I call the zone, where literally like my eyes will roll up in my head and I'll just be like painting like this. And I don't know what's happening. I'm just painting. And then I'll look at the painting and all of a sudden it's like, wow, where'd that come from? And a lot of times I'll look up and I'll be like, thank you. I'm impressed. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thinking about your classes, I've been lucky I've not sat in on a class to actually take one yet, but I was able to witness and be here while others participated. Mm-hmm. It is such a relaxing environment when they walk in. You have that kind of meet and greet setting for everyone. Walk us through what else they'll experience, and we're going to see just a little bit of the work right now that those painters have been working on.
Perfect. So when anybody is new to the group, that comes into the group, we sit down and we do what's called the name game. And it goes like this. It's, hi, my name is Sherry. And everybody says,
hi, Sherry. I missed that one.
Okay. Can we get Alan on this one too?
Yes.
All right. Hi, my name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Thank you very much. And I'll say a little bit about myself. Welcome to Seven Fine Arts. I'll say some fun fact or something. And it's a way for people to break the ice. Because have you ever walked into a class and everybody knows each other and they're like, oh, and then you walk in, you're like, hi, I'm new. Once we do that, everybody feels silly. It helps me remember names. So that's, hi, my name is Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Tell about myself, then I'll go to Stephanie. It's your turn now, so now you go.
Hi, my name is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi. Tell us a little something about you.
I have a wonderful show that lets me talk to beautiful people.
Beautiful, and that's what it's all about. And then we would go to the next person. Now here's the glitch, though. If we all get done and somebody comes in and all of a sudden someone walks in, guess what? We all gotta stop. That's how important this is. We all have to stop and we have to do it again.
Okay.
And that is so important to me. If it takes a little bit of class time, I'll make it up. I don't care. But people that come in have to feel included. They cannot ever feel like they walked in and they weren't hugged, not physically, but they weren't embraced with us happy that they're there.
Oh, I love that. And that is one. And again, it really does make people feel comfortable. And I am sorry that I have not been engaging you guys out there. I've just been, you know what I mean? Like having this conversation, learning just more and more, Sherry, about you and what you offer. I love it. And thank you for providing me this. But talk to us about what the painters get when they first come in.
Okay, so this is actually a cheat sheet. And I'm painting for 45 years, and how I learned that I need to do the cheat sheet for myself was, here's the story. We have a whole bunch of paints in the paint box. What you do here is you're literally putting the color out, writing the name, and then smushing it with white. If you are a painter and you have paints at home, please do this exercise. Put it in Roy G. Biv order. And what this does, first of all, it helps you say the names. So Alizarin Crimson, sometimes people are like Alice or whatever, and I'll be like, Alizarin Crimson! And that's how they'll know the name. But what this helps you is understanding the color, the transparency, the opacity, what does it feel like, what colors are, what you see is what you get. So this is cadmium orange, what you see is what you get. However, if we look at dioxazine purple, do you see how black it is?
Mm-hmm.
But when you add white, it gets to be purple. So one of the reasons that we do this is so that you know the names of the colors, you understand the colors. And the reason that I have my students do it is because I bought this set of paints thinking, oh, I'm painting for 45 years. Certainly I can use them and know what I'm doing. Nope, I had to do the cheat sheet also.
I'll be darned.
So every single thing that I do, from oil paints to textures to everything, gets a cheat sheet.
I love it. And looking at the wall over there, you see these colors. You also see some of the pieces of work and where those painters are in that process.
Exactly. And so what you'll see in that process is that everybody's got a cheat sheet. Everybody's painting. I have a painting here that is my teaching painting. My teaching painting looks exactly like theirs. Their painting looks like the professional's teaching painter. Why? Because it's a technique. It's amazing how simple it is. And it's amazing. Oops. It's amazing how I can slip and fall without even standing up. It's truly an amazing experience.
Oh, it really is. So when we come back after this commercial break, Sherry is going to do a demonstration with us. And thank you for what you're going to show us and share with us here. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Complete Service Heat and Air is a trusted provider of top-notch heating and cooling solutions dedicated to ensuring optimal comfort and efficiency for residential and commercial spaces. Complete Service Heat and Air is located in White Bluff, Tennessee. We do service and repair on heating and air the right way 24/7. Service call us at 615-797-3997. Serving Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Humphreys, Montgomery, and Williamson counties. At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate, and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award favorite floor store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. I still have the pleasure to be here with Sherry Alamanda. She's over Seven Fine Arts. Thank you, Sherry, for what you're about to show us. You're going to demonstrate what for us today?
Okay, so this is a painting technique that I teach. The painting technique is oil painting 101, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. It's three simple brush strokes, and I'm going to try and do it as fast as possible so that you can see what it is that I'm so excited about. Three brush strokes. First brush stroke is called scumbling. Okay, you've got two colors on the brush. It's not one color, it's two, white and a blue. We're gonna start in the corner up over here, okay? And I'm going to be doing small round. Okay, the brush is 90 degrees to the canvas. And what this is doing is this is going to give me ethereal fluff. Now I'm scumbling over something that's already been done, so I'm gonna get some more color in here. Do you see how those colors, just by doing that, do you see how all of a sudden they're getting to be, let's get some more in here, let's get some white going. What's happening is that the more that I scumble, the more softer and ethereal the painting is going to be. This technique, scumbling, is used for skies, it's used for faces, it's used for a whole bunch of different things. The second technique, so that's scumbling, okay? Second technique is called Ving, V-I-N-G. So with Ving, what I'm doing is I'm taking one of the most expensive brushes you can get, folks. Okay, you might have found it in the dollar store. Don't tell. And I'm going to be pulling it. this is going to be pulled this way. I'm going to pull a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit of the blue. And what that means is I've got a bunch of colors on my brush. I am not mixing one solid color. And what I'm doing is now I'm holding the brush parallel. All right, you guys see that parallel? And these small little streaks of color. This is how this effect is made. Now, there's a reason that we do this. Let me see if I'll get some darker color in here. Here. All right, can you guys see that at home? So I'm waiting for them to answer. So what happens is you get this beautiful streaky effect. So that's scumbling, ving, V-I-N-G, like ving, ving, okay? The last one is called stippling, and stipple, I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna use my scumble brush again. These are bristle brushes. So if I'm going to do something like this, I'm stippling and I'm going stipple, 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 stipple. You have to say the word, otherwise it doesn't work. Stipple, 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 stipple. Okay, so basically with stippling, what you can get is all kinds of foliage. You can get a beard if you have your paintings done with a beard. And the beauty of it is that with these three brushes, now this is a teaching painting, folks. This is not what my paintings normally look like. But this is a teaching painting. And when you see my students' work, you'll see their sky looks somewhat like this. Their water is looking somewhat like this. And this is what their landscape is going to look like. Once you understand these three techniques, and then I say to you, all right, now let's go and look at some of the paintings here. Let's look at the hair. What brush stroke did we use for the hair? The Ving technique, because that's giving you long, long pulls, right? We don't go all the way across. It's just small, small pulls. We can use this with fabric if you've got like a lovely satin dress that you want to paint. Okay, scumbling, again, we're going to be using, what happens if I scumble, what happens if I make a mistake? All right, let's see, here's a mistake, it's called a dot. So what did I do? I used the wrong color, right? I scumbled right in a circle, so what am I gonna do? I'm not gonna get upset, I'm not gonna get worried. I'm gonna wipe off the paint, and I'm gonna grab a little bit of white, and I'm gonna come from the outside, and I'm gonna scumble in and out. And in and out, and I can dance, and I can sing, and then in and out. Do you see already how this side of the painting? Do you see that? Yeah. So the way that I teach, I don't think it's normal. The way that I teach is I show you the mistakes. Here are the mistakes. That's a dot. That's what we call that mistake. And here's how you fix it. By fixing it, I've taken something that, and I'm not gonna fix the whole thing, so you can see the difference between this and now what's happening there. So as I'm scumbling out, what I have to do also is what I call fencing. I've gotta stand back and look and say, okay, I need to do something in here. Again, it's these small, that was a brush falling. That was, and that's basically it. So when you make mistakes like this, the idea is just to keep going and not get upset about it, because look, I'm painting 45 years, I make a mistake every single time. In the beginning of the interview, what did I do? I sat down, I got my paint out, I got paint all over me. It happens. It's all okay.
For those who would like to get in touch with you to maybe take a class, to ask more questions about what you offer as far as classes, how do they get in touch with you for that?
I would like them to get in touch with me by contacting me personally. Phone, email, nah. I'd rather get on the phone with you and hear who you are, what it is you want to paint, what your dream is, what experience have you had. So I don't want you to sign up online. I don't want you to go through, oh, I'm going to sign up on Tuesday and just show up to the class. Don't do that. We've just moved here. The classes are building. I've been doing this a long time. I've taught about 700 people. So the way I like to do this first, as we're setting up, get to know you, get to know the process. And that's really the best way. You need to be in this as much as I'm in this to do your best job.
And not only can you get that information from Sheree, but also how you could purchase one of the pieces if you happen to see one on your website, sevenfinearts.gallery.
Correct.
You can see the pieces, and if you have interest in one of those, you can reach out to you as well, correct?
Yes, because with that, when people buy art from me, it's not just about, oh, it's a pretty picture, I want to buy it. What I like to do is, if the person is local, I will come with you to your home and we will see what the painting looks like in situ, like where it's going to go and what it looks like. And I think that as somebody that comes from a design background also, it's really nice to see the art before you make an investment. Not everybody does that. I do it. You can always go on the website and buy it if that's what you want. But, you know, you'll get better service working with the artist. Come see the studio. Look at the artwork in person.
I do encourage you to do that. Yes, please. And Sheree, any final words? Again, you've said some really great stuff as in the time that we've been talking. Any final thoughts for those looking out to start something new, whether it's art or anything else?
One of a very, very famous American painter was called Grandma Moses, and she started when she was like 87. Painting is one of these things that no matter how old you are, you'll never stop learning. on his deathbed, a very, very wise man said, I can't go yet, I'm not ready, I haven't learned anything. And his name was Leonardo da Vinci.
Never stop learning. That Never stop learning. Sure. Sherry, thank you so much. I have enjoyed this immensely. You guys, Sherry Alimonda, thank you. And Seven Fine Arts Gallery, please check out her website. Stick with us. We have more coming up after this.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
What separates us from other companies in Tennessee? That's going to be our mission to our customers, is to always improve the quality of life. That's from taking care of your pets, to a friendly voice on the phone when you call, to a technician that comes out and he's competent, he's going to solve the problem for you. We're considered a full encompassing service, so we're going to take care of 50 plus different pests, and we'll always have your back.
Sherry's Hope is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. You can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
A rent increase of $6,800 a month has Clarksville's Wagon Wheel restaurant closing its doors after 35 years of business. This family restaurant has been a home away from home for so many. Read what the owners and regulars are saying about the closing by going to Main Street Media's Main Street Clarksville. Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. I love this segment. It's our Tennessee Traveler segment with Tom Atkinson. And I just want to say, you know, Hurricane Mill is synonymous with Loretta Lynn, but there's another reason that you need to make a visit to Hurricane Mills. And our favorite guy is going to tell us why we need to travel to this area. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
I'm doing well. I hope you are.
Oh, I am. And after reading some of this article, I am ready for some fried chicken, some catfish, all the things, and pie. I'm ready for pie.
Absolutely. You go to Hurricane Mills basically for two reasons. To go to the Loretta Lynn Ranch. Uh-huh. And I'd do both of them every time I go if I could. But at least go to the Log Cabin Restaurant. It's just barely off the interstate. And it is absolutely worth the stop.
Tell us all about it. What can we expect when we go in there? And when did this restaurant come about? When did they open up?
Well, it's in a century-old building that was a cabin made with 10-inch hickory logs, hand-hewn. But it became a restaurant in 1966. And it is very nicely appointed, very attractive country themed restaurant, but it's not overdone, which was a pleasant surprise to me. And the food is just a knockout. It's country vegetables and fried chicken and chicken livers, which I joked about in the article. I said, my internist is not going to be happy with me, but the Red Cross will be, because my iron count is way up.
So you eat chicken livers?
Absolutely.
What about gizzards?
But rarely.
Rare. That is one thing I have not acquired a taste for. And you say it's not overdone. What do you mean? Because something tells me their focus really is the down-home cooking.
Well, yes. But the decor is almost minimalist. Now, you've been in some country-themed restaurants where every square inch of the walls are covered up with one thing or another, and this just is not. It's a few farm implements, a few signs. There's a giant 8-point buck over the fireplace. It's just nicely done, and it's comfortable. hardwood floors. It's a very comfortable place right off the interstate. And the owner, Wade Davis, said that he has plenty of people who time their travel on I-40 to be at the log cabin at their eating times. He even said that he has some snowbirds who will time their travel south to stop there. And then months later, when they're headed back north, they'll stop again.
You know, the food is good when, you know, looking by the pic of at the picture of the exterior of the restaurant, it looks pretty small, but they have a decent amount of seating.
They have 100 seats, and it's in three areas, if I recall correctly. And so therefore you're not dining in a monstrous place. You know, a 100 seat restaurant is pretty big, but if you've got it into a couple or three rooms, it's very comfortable, homey feeling. I was just really tickled with it. And I have to acknowledge, about a month ago was the first time I'd been in, and I was kicking myself from the minute I looked at the menu thinking, how many times have I bypassed this, not even knowing about it? So therefore, I am a new convert and just a zealot about stopping in at the log cabin.
Tell me about the pie.
They are beautiful. There are the meringue pies look like half of a football. Half of a basketball. I mean, it is just, the meringue is piled high. Chocolate and coconut, particularly, are big sellers. And then they have a lot of fruit pies, apple and cherry and others. You really can't go wrong. One of the neat things about it, almost anything you order is going to be more than you ought to eat at one sitting. Wade joked with me. He says, well, whenever people say something about the price, I say, well, did you take half of it home? And they'll say, well, yes. And he says, you got two meals for that price.
Okay. So people comment about the price. Is it pricey?
Oh, no. Okay. My chicken livers and two fresh vegetables. I had squash casserole and fried okra. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think, $16.95 or something like that. And I took half of it home.
That is nothing.
I ate all the vegetables because my mother told me to.
And what about the sweet tea? Please tell me there's sweet tea on the menu with that food.
There is. And they'll just keep bringing it.
Awesome. Is there anything that we've left out?
I think the only observation I would make is that it's kind of inconspicuous.
Okay.
It's right off the interstate. There's a truck fuel center across the road from them, a franchise restaurant down the way, a couple of very modest motels. The restaurant is the shining star at that intersection, but it's the neighborhood doesn't look all that flashy.
Well, Log Cabin Restaurant in Hurricane Mills, here we come.
Time your travel.
Yes, sir. Tom, as always, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You keep traveling.
We will do it. Stick with us here, Mornings on Main Street. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Protein Snack Shop, your destination for healthy and delicious low-carb snacks. Our specialty lies in providing protein-packed desserts that are perfect for those following a keto diet. Our products are made with high-quality ingredients, ensuring that you can satisfy your cravings without compromising your health goals. From a variety of flavors and options to choose from, you can enjoy guilt-free snacking while staying on track with your fitness journey. Don't miss out on our limited-time offer. Discover Protein Snack Shop today.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel, urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. It is a Friday, and we have a new Financial Friday segment for you. Today's topic, take advantage of interest earning accounts as part of your savings strategy. To tell us why we need to do this, we have Josiah Leverage with us. He's the Senior Vice President with Deposits and Payments from Ascend Federal Credit Union. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Again, you're full of information. We want to get it from you. So let's start with how that we can use today's interest rates to boost our savings.
Well, as you know, savings right now, interest rates are at their highest level. They're multi-decade highs. So that we can take advantage of that. We can put our money to work for us. We can accelerate our savings using compound interest. It'll help us grow that account even faster. So savings accounts, high interest accounts, certificate accounts, there's several different options for taking advantage of today's interest rates.
I love those words, making your money work for you. So what are some of the examples of earnest earning or high yield account?
Sure. We have a high interest rate checking account. There's different institutions that will offer high interest rate checking accounts. Right now we're paying about 3.56 on balances up to 15,000. Mm-hmm. Then you have a savings account, your typical savings account that earns interest. There are money market accounts that earn a little bit higher interest. And then finally, there are certificate accounts like CDs that pay even higher interest. If you look at a money market account, they're typically liquid. They pay a little bit higher than a savings account. They usually have a limit on the number of withdrawals you can make during the month. A certificate account, you can lock up between 6 months and 5 years. Some different financial institutions may offer even 3 months. But you can lock up your money. In return, the bank will pay you a little bit higher interest rate to deposit into those accounts. Both of these kind of accounts, whether it's money market, checking, certificates, they're all insured by the FDIC for banks and the NCUA for credit unions. And they're insured up to $250,000.
Good to know. You know, and for us, we don't know what we don't know until we know it. And that comes, I guess, with learning as you go. What are some of the common mistakes that people make?
Well, when it comes to savings, sometimes people overestimate. And, they'll want to put, they have it budgeted. Maybe they haven't budgeted real well. And they think they can save more. And then they're disappointed when life happens and they didn't save as much. That's one. One is probably even worse, is just not saving at all. People sometimes will spend what they make and they spend every dollar. So it's a good habit to put, 10% if you can, and build up that emergency savings. Some people are even more aggressive and save up to 20%. But those are some of the common mistakes. And then another big one is, even if you're saving, make sure you put it into an account that works for you, whether it's savings, high interest checking, or a certificate. Make it work.
Good to know. Thank you for that. Last question for you this morning. What does Ascend offer to help people with all of this?
We have financial education tools. We have some resources out there on our website. We have several videos and courses that you can take to come up to speed on what a certificate is, money market, and so on and so forth. We have 28 branches across Middle Tennessee, so you can always come in and talk to one of our advisors, our financial service officers, and they'll definitely walk you through anything and answer any questions.
Josiah, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Josiah Leverage, Senior Vice President, Deposits and Payments with Ascend Federal Credit Union. We will see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Stick with us here at Mornings on Main Street. We have more coming up after this.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate, and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award Favorite Floor Store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
Welcome back. Hundreds filled the Wilma Rudolph Event Center on Tuesday morning for Operation Stand Down's 9th annual Clarksville Heroes Breakfast. On hand, of course, all of those who offer the greatest support there at Operation Stand Down, along with Clarksville City Mayor Joe Pitts and Montgomery County Mayor Wes Golden. But the keynote speaker for the morning and the big highlight, a man with an inspirational story. It was retired Army Colonel Greg Gadsden. I talked with him after, and he shared with us what it's like to get on stage, why he started sharing his story, and a little more.
You know, I'll tell you, I was super nervous. I understand why I'm there. I understand my mission. I'm not always exactly sure how it's going to come out. And I want to make sure that I communicate effectively and efficiently. There's this tug of war, I think, that I struggle with sometimes, you know, and making sure that I make a connection to you. I should have the expectation that you guys have to figure me out. And so those are all the kind of things that I think I'm thinking about as I try to put together a message that I think will be meaningful. In the very beginning, I think as much as I was, you know, a few months after being wounded, I was, you know, I fell into kind of talking and communicating, if you will. And part of me felt, as a senior person, that it was my responsibility to communicate for those that weren't ready to communicate or couldn't communicate or didn't want to communicate. I thought it wasn't just about me, but it was about all of us. But then I think it would eventually evolve to that this was part of my purpose, and it was a way of extending my service to make sure that people understand that this is tough. This is, you know, this isn't, you know, there, not in a negative way, but we live our lives, we go to malls, we shop, and we operate in this world, sometimes oblivious to, you know, what's going on the outside and the sacrifice it takes to keep this all running smoothly. I think it's a 360 degree journey. So, you know, there are men and women that come from this community and they raise their right hand to wear the uniform, and they might serve 3 years, they might serve 30 years. And then there are people that were never residents of this community, but they decide to make it home. And so there's a welcoming part of that. And so I think it's about community. It's about, you know, it isn't about parties, it isn't about who you voted for, it's about community. It's about coming together and recognizing that, you know, we can be different, but we need to come together for the important things. And those men and women that support and defend our Constitution is one that I believe is worthy of coming together for.
I'd like to thank Colonel Gadsden for talking with me. And if you would like to learn more about his story, you can do that by picking up his book, Finding Waypoints, A Warrior's Journey Towards Peace and Purpose. I encourage you to do that. You can find the book on Amazon. And if you would like to know more about Operation Stand Down and how they work in your community, head over to their website. You can also make a donation that I promise you will really help out that organization. And I do want to say thank you to Operation Stand Down for having me on hand for a second year to serve as their MC. Thank you for being here with us on this Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you in a week.